Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say again.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
100%.
So you will definitely vote then?
Yes.
And what is your age?
52.
Thank you. Moving on. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Native American.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Lowering
the rank. What is the question?
I'm sorry. You will need to rate from different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member for Congress most to focus on. You will need to
Okay, so do members of Congress, I want them to be like me?
No, to focus on the show concerns. I will tell you the concerns.
Oh, focus on concerns. Okay.
Yeah. From lowering the rent from 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
Improving kindergarten to 12 education? How important?
0 to 10. 8. Actually, 10.
8. 10. Okay, thank you. Protecting democracy and or voting rights?
That's a loaded question. I would say a 10 on that also. But it depends upon your definition of providing a voting rights. You know, next question.
Funding for mental health services?
Actually an 8.
An 8, thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
0.
Fighting
inflation
and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
10. Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
And protecting abortion rights?
4.
4. Thank you.
Or 5. How about 5?
5. Okay. Don't worry. 5 then. Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means they'll feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means they'll feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress, how would you grade them from 0 to 100?
90.
Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
100.
McDonald's?
McDonald's?
Yes.
I never heard of them.
Democrats in Congress? Donald Trump?
100.
Kamala Harris?
1.
Tina Kotek?
20.
Joe Biden?
How about 30? How about 30? 30 for Tina Kotek. 1 for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
50.
And J.D. Pence?
100.
Thank you. Moving on. I know this is still a way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for the independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or independent
Republican
Robert
Donald
Trump.
Jr.? Donald Trump.
And I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Remer, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance
Zero.
That you might support Bynum? So it will
Zero.
Be no chance at all?
No.
No chance at all then. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Zero.
So one. You
I'll give him a
why. Disapprove then.
Strongly right. disapprove.
So you is a, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as a member in the, of Congress? You approve or
strongly approve. Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about the two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to childcare.
Go ahead and get go ahead and get to the questions. Just go ahead and get to the questions.
Okay.
I know what she's
sometimes
done.
Over the course, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you don't if you didn't. But let me ask you again: if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, please say so.
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Thank you. And what specifically stood out the most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer?
She's a conservative. Conservative in Oregon is a relative term, but she's about as conservative as they get.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement from a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Janelle Bynum support of her?
Yes.
No support at all. Yeah, so no support at all.
I will read you the statement, and you can grade it from 0 to 10, okay? Based on the statement.
Okay.
Janelle Bynum says that we need public schools we can be proud of. As the daughter of a teacher,
zero.
Or she has
zero.
Been
yeah, zero.
Okay, moving on. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs
zero.
Are raising prices, but not.
I know. Okay, so there is no chance in the world that I would ever vote for a Democrat.
Okay, let me move on then. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focusing on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working for and who you're playing. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as check against his dangerous agenda. Angel No Binary is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremism and help fill the House of Representatives to Democrats.
Zero.
So that they can act as a general. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. In the elections were crossed, Congress were held today. Would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Larry Chavez de Remer, Republican.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Larry Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. The options will be a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. First statement is, Larry Chavez de Remer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand
not
the
at all.
Oregon family.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. And Larry Chavez de Remer sold herself to his district as a different kind of Republican in order to win a district that doesn't tolerate extremists, but her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Larry Chavez de Remer.
Excellent. Thank you. The last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4-year degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. We appreciate your opinion and your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.